Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there will help you with your small business. Well, regardless of what's going on in your business, we got something that will help you there. You can read, listen, or watch smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about the list. We identified the list. This is a list of things that might be impeding a project or the future of your company. Sure. We talked about how to find out how to build that list and how to prove that your list is accurate or get it as accurate as possible. Now that we got the list, Rick, we're like the dog that chased the car and caught it, right? Now that we got it, what do we do with it?
That's right. Yeah. Well, okay. So what we need to know is, do people get it? Do they like it? Do they trust you? So when you start to find stuff out, you may start to find out that, wow, people just don't understand what this is. So that's a pretty easy fix. You know, so maybe you have to do some sort of presentation or some training or something so people can get up to speed. The tricky one about that is often we think that people must not understand, so we keep explaining and explaining and explaining. And sometimes I'm saying I don't understand simply because it's a cover for I'm scared out of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if you find that people are afraid, then you really need to say, are they afraid and they're justified? In which case, just be honest. Yeah, this is going to be tough.
But is it really, if they're afraid, does it really matter? I mean, I know it matters because you got to try to fix it, but if people are afraid, regardless of the reason, you got a problem.
Well, you do have a problem, and there's stuff that you can do. I mean, often, I remember a client one time, people were saying, well, gee, I'm afraid I could lose my job, and said, would you work with me so we can create this strategy so that we have the best shot of really, making this a more secure place to work? And she said, I can't make promises. But would you work with me? So you can take that resistance and say, could we talk about it? That's one thing you can do. You don't have to make it be all goody-goody. You don't have to do motivational speeches, any of that. You just got to take it seriously. And that can really be helpful. And then the third thing is, if they don't trust you, if they feel, you know, you're flavor of the month, or you say one thing and do something else, you really do have a lot of work ahead of you. And to not give speeches about how you're different, But to begin to demonstrate that you're different than what the expectations are, and that won't turn around on a dime.
When I was a consultant like you are now, and I would go, I would sometimes be hired, as you have been, to be the surrogate for the owner, to go around to the departments and try to help get change effective, whatever it may be. I don't know how many times, you know, somebody said, yeah, well, good luck. You're not the first person that's been sent around to try to help us with this. Nothing ever happens.
Yeah.
We do all this talking. Maybe we even do some work, but nothing ever changes.
Okay. Yeah, when I hear that, that's the first thing I tell my client. I never name names, but I'll say, you know, the big problem is, we can go through the stuff that I heard, but the big thing I heard is people don't believe that anything will be different this time. That's a trust issue, and if you're willing to deal with that and begin to look at, so what's going on that we keep doing the same one thing and doing something else, I can help you. If you're not willing to touch that, we probably ought to shake hands.
You need to, at least at that moment, say, okay, what is it that you absolutely positively know you can live with changing? Let's make that happen absolutely and get a track record so people can't say that anymore. What do you think?
I'm not sure. It depends on what the change is, because if that change really affects people's livelihood, for instance.
No, I guess what I'm getting at, rather than eating the whole elephant all at once,
right,
just take a small part of it and try to get a little success story.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that.
Because then people will start to say, then maybe people will start to trust you.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a really good idea. Right. I just didn't understand.
And also, one of the things you've taught us in the past, Rick, is if it's their project, or maybe I should say our project, then it's different than if it's your project and you want them to go along with you.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Which comes back to, you know, bringing people in on the, you know, getting your stakeholders involved in the change. Rick, I got to wrap it up. Give us the website again one more time, please.
Sure thing. It's www.rickmaurer, and that's maurer.com. At the bottom of the page, there's a free ebook that talks about exactly what we've been talking about this half hour, Jim.
Check it out, folks. Thank you for making it free. And thanks for 10 great years, Rick. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim. Okay.
Rick Maurer, folks. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.